From Ballymoney and County Antrim, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you with us today as we spend 15 minutes around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness to men and women in all their need. And this is Leslie Curran saying hello and welcome in the Saviour's name. It's good to have you tuning in and joining with us, and I hope that you'll continue to listen in as we let the Bible speak. If you're a regular listener, we're glad to have you join us once more, but if you're someone who's tuning in for the first time, we do give you that special word of welcome, and it's our prayer that this will not be just your first and only time, but that you'll become a regular listener to Let the Bible Speak. Bringing God's Word today is the Reverend James Porter, and just before we hear the message, let's take a few moments and listen to these words in song.
Thank you for joining with us. Our verse for today is John's Gospel, chapter 8, verse 36. Here the Lord Jesus Christ is speaking. He says, "If the Son therefore shall make you free, you shall be free indeed." Now, speaking of the Lord Jesus Christ, the hymn writer says, "Thou hast snapped my fetters, thou hast made me free. Liberty and gladness I have found in thee." By these words he testifies of the liberating power of God's salvation in his life. And liberty from the tyranny of sin is one of the great blessings of knowing and trusting the Lord Jesus Christ as Saviour. Over in the book of Romans, chapter 8 and verse 21, there the Word of God talks about the glorious liberty of the children of God. And here in John, chapter 8, verse 36, the Lord Jesus Christ is speaking of the great reality of this very same liberty. And he says, "If the Son therefore shall make you free, you shall be free indeed." In this part of the chapter, the Lord Jesus is speaking to certain Jews. These Jews had rejected him as their Saviour. And in verse 34 of the chapter, he tells them that in their unsaved condition, they were the servants of sin. It says, "Jesus answered them, Verily I say unto you, whosoever committeth sin is the servant of sin." But then in verse 36, he graciously tells them that the way for them to be made free from the bondage of their sin is for them to put their trust in him as their personal Saviour. This is what he means when he says, "If the Son therefore shall make you free," that's Jesus, the Son of God, he says, "ye shall be free indeed." And by the way, for all mankind to have liberty from the awful chaos and ruin of sin in their life, it is the same. It is by faith in the Lord Jesus Christ as Saviour. Therefore, as we would look at this verse today, there are three important lessons I want to leave with you. First of all, the Lord Jesus Christ is one who liberates us from the guilt of our sin. In our verse in John chapter 8, verse 36, Christ says, "If the Son therefore shall make you free, you shall be free indeed." And because of our old sinful nature, you and I could never live a perfect life before God. We're all guilty of sin in thought, in word, and in deed. In Isaiah chapter 53 and verse 6, it says, "All we like sheep have gone astray, we've turned everyone to his own way." Well, the Lord Jesus Christ is the mediator between us and God. In 1 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 5, it says, "For there is one God and one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus." And the Lord Jesus Christ, he lived a perfect life for us. Verse 29 of John 8, he says, "For I do always those things that please him." And as our substitute, he died for our sins upon the cross. In Isaiah 53, in the verse 5, it says of Christ, "But he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed." And in that sacrifice he bore upon himself the wrath of God that we deserve for our sins. In Isaiah 53 and verse 6 it says, "The Lord have laid on him the iniquity of us all," and God was satisfied with such a sacrifice for sinners. Indeed, in Matthew chapter 3 verse 17, speaking of his Son, the Lord Jesus, God said from heaven, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." Therefore, whenever you and I trust Christ as Savior, God forgives all our sin. Speaking of that very forgiveness in Isaiah 43, verse 25, the Lord says, "I, even I, am he that blotteth out thy transgressions." Think of how a person may be acquitted from a charge against them in a court of law. Well, whenever God forgives our sins, we are all liberated, if you like, acquitted from the guilt of all of our sins before God. In Romans 8 verse 1 it says, "There is therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus." Are you longing to be liberated from the guilt of all your sin? Are you longing to know all your sins forgiven by God? Then trust the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. Our verse says, "If the Son therefore shall make you free, you shall be free indeed." But then secondly, I want you to notice that Christ is one who liberates from the power of sin. In our verse 36 of John chapter 8, the Lord Jesus says, "If the Son therefore shall make you free, you shall be free indeed." Whenever our children are young, they don't have to be taught to do wrong. They naturally do things that are wrong. And that reminds us how we are all born into this world with a sinful heart and a sinful nature. In Psalm 51 verse 5, David says, "Behold, I was born in sin and shapen in iniquity." And with this sinful nature, we are all inclined to do things that are wrong and sinful in the sight of God. As verse 34 of John 8 says, we are all the servants of sin. Well, whenever we trust Christ as Savior, he gives us his Holy Spirit. And by the Holy Spirit in our hearts and in our lives, Christ then enables us by his grace to fight against sin and Satan. He enables us to live for God's glory. In essence, Christ liberates us from the power and the bondage of sin. No doubt this is what the Lord Jesus Christ was speaking about in John chapter 10 verse 10. When he says, "I am come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly." Speaking to the Lord's people, in Romans 6 verse 14 says, "Sin shall no longer have dominion over you." This really explains why there is a change in a person's life whenever they get saved. In verse 17 of 2 Corinthians 5, it says, "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new." Speaking of that very power in his own life, the Apostle Paul in 2 Corinthians 4, verse 7 says, "But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us." Are you longing for the chains of inbred sin to be broken in your life? Are you longing for that dominion of sin to be broken? Are you longing for liberty and freedom from the awful shackles of sin in your life? Then believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, the Savior. Verse says, "If the Son therefore shall make you free, you shall be free indeed." Then finally, the Lord Jesus Christ is one who liberates us from the penalty of our sin. It says, if the Son therefore shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. And the penalty of our sin is eternal separation from God in that place which the Bible calls hell. In James 1 verse 15 it says, sin when it is finished bringeth forth death. Jude verse 7 and 13 describes hell as the place of eternal fire and the blackness of darkness forever. However, whenever you and I trust Christ as Savior, we are adopted into God's family. In John chapter 1 verse 12 it says, but as many as received him, to them give he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. And with this adoption, God delivers us from the punishment of hell. He gives us eternal life and a place in God's heaven. Think of the great words of John chapter 3 verse 16. It says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Sometimes you hear of someone inheriting property, maybe through a will, because someone else in the family circle has died. Well, through the death and the blood shedding of the Lord Jesus Christ upon the cross, Christ has willed heaven. Yes, he has willed eternal life and a home in heaven to all who trust him as Savior. Think of his words to his disciples. In John 14, verses 1 and 2, he says, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And there he was speaking to them about the promise of heaven. Again, you have that same promise mentioned in Romans chapter 8, verses 16 to 18. When it says, the Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together. For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. There you read of glory. It speaks of heaven. Again in 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 14 it says to the believer that they have an inheritance incorruptible, undefiled, and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you. Are you longing to be in heaven? Are you longing to be saved from hell and from a lost eternity? Then look today by faith to Christ. Trust him as your Savior. In him alone there is the promise of life everlasting. Our verse says, if the Son therefore shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. Thank you for listening. May God bless you.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, coming from Ballymoney, County Antrim. We count it a privilege to bring the gospel of Christ to you in all its biblical fullness, and I trust you've enjoyed today's program. If you've been challenged, encouraged, or helped in any way, we'd like to hear from you. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT 53 6PE. Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT 53 6PE. Thank you for listening today. Don't forget that we're on air here each weekday morning, Monday to Friday. So do remember to join us at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.